We are joined with Ian Boyko from the Canadian Federation of Students. Hello, Ian.
Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to ask a few questions about the case. First, in regards to the Healy case, what effects do you think that corporate pull will have on students who are in the department at the university and in the broader context? Also, just in general, how corporate funding is going to affect students across the board?
Well, I think, I mean, it has incredibly broad effects, if you ask me. I mean, I think the drug companies have sent an incredibly clear message that you can't, this message isn't clouded at all. It's a very clear message, and that message is your institution will not protect you, be it the U of T or be it the hospital. You cannot seek refuge in your institution. Your academic freedom is irrelevant at this point. We provide the funding, and we're going to make the decisions. And that message, I think, is a scary one, but I think it's ringing loud and clear unless the Faculty Association is successful in their appeal. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to have devastating effects on how both students who will eventually become practitioners view their academic freedom.
Okay. Now, what link do you think can be made between private pharmaceutical companies who are paying for university programs and then also the treatment that students are receiving at health services, particularly students who are trying to be treated for depression or mental health problems?
Well, I think the link is this, and it's that I think they've effectively made it they've gone out of their way to make sure that they've taken the science out of treatment.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe it was there in the first place, they've removed any kind of objective results-based testing of their drugs, and it's just essentially going to be, you're going to be a pusher of a product rather than a practitioner who makes a diagnosis, and that's of course going to have a great effect on the health of the people receiving treatment, because they're not going to be getting a treatment that is most tailored to their needs and their specific situation, but they're going to be getting something that is related to the fundraising efforts of the University of Toronto.
Okay. And finally, I wanted to know, how can people get involved, students at the university or just people in the community, if you feel that the quality of what you're being taught is being hindered by corporate sponsorship, or if you feel that there are things that you cannot say because of corporate interests?
Yeah, I think the best thing and really the only thing that you can do as an individual is to find more individuals like yourself and make as much noise as possible. I think students at the University of Toronto and in the Toronto community should be contacting SAC, their student union, and if they're not already getting involved, they should put a lot of pressure on SAC to get involved. I think this is incredibly important. I mean, this is just the second case in kind of a string of decisions that U of T has been making where it's completely under pressure from its donors, and I think the students have to get together through SAC, they have to get together through OPERG, and they have to do everything they can to pressure these groups into kind of putting some resources towards making a lot of noise and letting the community at large know exactly what's happening. I know the Globe and I think even the Post ran its story, and we just have to keep the pressure up. Like, I think this is pretty unacceptable in the academic community, certainly, and we have to maintain the pressure that we've already been starting to put on by continuing to write letters and just not being quiet and not sitting down.
Great. Thank you very much, Ian.
Okay, thank you. It was a pleasure.